Triple M's Hot Breakfast, thanks to our friends at Dodo Gas and Electricity. Melissa Seach is the Senior Constable at Police Media Liaison, who joins on the line this morning. Go, Melissa.
Good morning. How are you going?
How are you going?
Good.
That's away. What do you got for us? The tradies out there, we might be our own Bunnings this morning.
Yeah, hopefully some tradies are listening, because we're keen to find the owners of some power tools that were stolen from cars. I think it's in the northern suburbs and some eastern suburbs of Melbourne, but it's between January 2011 and December 2012.
All right. Tools. Well, you reckon it's just on from, I've got a list here, Moreland, Mooney Valley, Hume, which is Broadie, Darebin, Whittlesea, Hobson's Bay, Banyule, Manningham, Knox, Maroondah.
Yeah, it's also Eastern, yeah.
Casey, Greater Daniel. It's
all over.
They've done well.
Yeah, we've actually charged a man. A Tullamarine man has been charged. But it looks like the tools have been stolen from tradesmen's cars.
What's he been doing with them? He's had them for 3 years.
I have no idea, but there's so many of them. If you go onto our Vic Police News website, you can see the picture of all the toolboxes and things that we've got in our storage.
Yeah, without going on there, I've got a photo here. It is unbelievable. It does look, it looks like Bunnings.
This guy
seems to look more like a kleptomaniac than he does anything else.
I collected them, yeah. I don't know what he's been doing.
He's kept them there. I mean, I'm surprised he hasn't got them up with those little silhouettes behind him on the wall, Darce, like you and I did.
Yeah, they never get used.
We're like this bloke. I've got stuff like that at home.
That is extraordinary, the amount that are there. So our trays, which website can they go onto, Melissa, so they can go and look?
It's our Vic Police News website.
Okay.
But also, we're holding a viewing at the Police Property Management Unit.
Where's that?
And that's at 119 Wellington Street in Collingwood. But it's happening on the 10th of April and the 11th of April between 9 a.m. and 3 p.m.
Fantastic. All right. So that's down there in Collingwood and Wellington Street. Hey, yeah. Tell us though, Melissa, is there any, once upon a time you'd engrave your name or something on these things. Are there many names on there?
I'm not sure, but there's that facility at police stations where you can grab the engraver and put your name and stuff on your property. So hopefully, if anyone just wants to go down and just check out and see if they can recognise their tools.
Well, Melissa, no more ordinary enact than stealing a tradie's tools. Let's be honest. what a great story this is. If we could get them back to their rightful owners, we'd be very happy to help out.
Yeah, there's a lot of them out there.
Oh, yeah.
Except for those who have claimed it already on their insurance and have bought better tools. And
probably. It was a while ago. Yeah.
Get the second set back
That's
now.
It. Melissa, good on you.
Okay.
And well done. Who nabbed this guy? How'd you find him?
Oh, I'm not sure. I'm not sure, but I know he's been charged.
All right. Okay, so he was at Tullamarine with his own Bunnings warehouse out there.
That's it. He's been busy.
Unbelievable. Thank you very much for that, Melissa.
Thanks, guys.
While you're there, anything else happen around the place that we should be aware of?
There was a truck rollover overnight on the Princes Highway. It's at the Eastlink on-ramp that goes to Ringwood, so it might affect traffic this morning.
Okay.
Peak hour traffic.
Thanks, Melissa.
Thanks, guys.
Melissa Seach, Senior Constable Melissa Seach from Victoria Police at the Media Liaison, and we'll put all those links on our website. Rosie,
it's on Twitter already, at MMM Hot Breakfast.
You're too good. Too good.
Great stuff, Rosie. Let's hope we can get our tradies sorted out this morning with that.
Yeah, I've just put the photo up too.
I can't believe how many sets of tool kits there are. It is extraordinary.
Well, just think, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, about 9 or 10 piled high on themselves. Mm. By 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, call it 15. So there's 150 boxes of tools that we can just see in one photo.
Unbelievable.
He's been busy, the boy.
He has, the boy.
Get the boy off.
If they're yours, go and have a look at the police media website and we'll see if we can get them back to you. Hey, Daniel Ricciardo, we're going to speak to him after 6:30. Britt DeLidio as well. And plenty more happening. Mick Malloy as well, not too far away.
Not Britt DeLidio after 7, please. Mick. Can he contain himself?
I think Lockie Wills might have caught up with Brett DeLidio. And Brett might have some thoughts on Mick Malloy, which would be interesting as well.
There we go.
Hey, up next, Melbourne Research is trying to find a way to help you live longer after a heart attack. Something you need to hear coming up next here on Triple M's Hot Breakfast. 16 minutes past 6, top of 24 degrees today.